Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. And if you want to share your thoughts about this great universe of ours, give us a call. Give us a call and perhaps you can get live on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment about science that's always been bugging you. And if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it's about, well, it's about what I do for a living. I work on something called string theory, which we think, but cannot yet prove, that it is the theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life to create a single equation, the God equation, that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God, unquote. Well, find out about this by getting a copy of my latest book and go to my website. Once again, it's mkaku, M-K-A-K-U at AOL.com. And of course, don't forget to give us a call. This is your chance to get on national radio and the internet. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Okay, well, without further ado, let's get right into some of the questions that you've been calling about.
Hi, Doc. This is Joe from Scipio Center, WFLX, WAUB, Auburn, New York. I'd like to know what rocket fuel is made out of and how does it work in space if there's no oxygen? Thank you very much.
Okay, you ask a very interesting question. Well, first of all, think of water. Water, of course, is H2O, and if you apply an electric current to water, it splits apart. It splits up into H and O, H being part of the fuel and O being part of the oxidizer. And that's what rocket fuel is all about. A rocket has one container of hydrogen, usually liquid hydrogen in very cool form, and also liquid oxygen. By combining liquid oxygen to the fuel, you get combustion and the energy of a rocket. So, in other words, a rocket is the opposite of splitting apart water. Instead of splitting H and O apart in water, the rocket combines the fuel, which contains H, and O, which contains the oxidizer, to give you the explosive force of the rocket. Now, this is where jets come in. Now, jets operate on a slightly different principle. Jets have fuel, that is, they have the H, but they don't have the O. The oxidizer comes from air. That's why jets have a nozzle, which allows them to suck up air from the atmosphere, combine it with the hydrogen fuel to create thrust. Okay? So once again, to summarize, a rocket has two components, the fuel and the oxidizer. When you combine them together, you get water. While a jet gets its oxygen from the air by scooping it up, and the H, of course, is part of the fuel that the jet has to contain. Now, this also means that rockets can move in outer space. In outer space, there is no oxygen,
there is no fuel, so the rocket has to contain both its fuel and its oxidizer. Therefore, jets cannot move in outer space. Because jets, of course, require oxygen. Oxygen comes from the air, and there's no oxidizer in outer space. So that's the difference between jets and rockets. And that's why we have rockets that can take us all the way past the solar system. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Yes, doctor, my name is William Noonan. I'm calling from Alaska, listening to KFQD. My question or comments, however you want to look at it, is about the multiverse theory or something I've been pondering called the biverse theory, where each universe is actually a biverse, where the universe that we're in is a positive universe, and it has the positive energy, and then a separate verse, which is negative energy or antimatter. So ours would be the matter verse, and that would be the antimatter verse. I haven't seen anything I've looked for, but I haven't seen anything that hints towards this, and I'm not a theoretical physicist. So what do you think about this theory, an antimatter verse and a matter verse for every universe in the multiverse, if that is also a theory? Thank you.
Okay, well, you raised some very interesting concepts, but let's separate them because you raised at least three different concepts in your question. First is the question of matter-antimatter. Then there's the question of the multiverse, okay? So let's take them basically one at a time. First of all, antimatter does exist. In fact, when I was in high school, I actually played with antimatter. Sodium-22 is radioactive. It emits positive electrons, that is, positrons, and I was able to create a cloud chamber which would then track the trajectory of antimatter, and I could even bend the path of antimatter by putting antimatter in a magnetic field. So antimatter exists. We play with it, in fact, and it simply means that for every positive charge, like a proton, we have an antiproton with negative charge. For every positive charge positron, we have a negatively charged electron. So why do we have this twin, a twin of matter and a twin of antimatter? We think that at the beginning of time, at the instant of the Big Bang, there were equal quantities of matter and antimatter. So we think that the universe started in a state of absolute symmetry and equilibrium. Positive and negative matter right there in one object, but that object was unstable. When you combine matter and antimatter, they explode. And that helped to, in some sense, drive the Big Bang itself. That's one of the energy sources of the Big Bang. The collision of matter and antimatter gives you energy. Now, then the question is, why? Why was there this asymmetry between positive and negative charges? Why do we exist? Why wasn't there an exact symmetry between matter and antimatter, in which case the universe would be made out of gamma rays and nothing else, just pure radiation? Well, we don't know the answer to that. In fact, if you can find out the answer to why there's this slight asymmetry between matter and antimatter, you will get the Nobel Prize in Physics. I repeat, if you can determine why there is this anti-symmetry, the symmetry that's broken between matter and antimatter, with slightly more matter than antimatter, if you can figure that out, you will win the Nobel Prize in Physics. Now you enter yet another concept, and that is even in our universe, our single universe, a universe made out of matter, there could be a multiverse. This is the multiverse idea, and that comes, in fact, out of the quantum theory, and I'll talk about that right after the break. So let's take a short commercial break, and afterwards we're going to talk about the antimatter universe and the multiverse. Stay tuned.
is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting question. First of all, about the antimatter universe. And second of all, about the multiverse. Now, they are two different concepts, so let's get them straight. First of all, antimatter exists. We can actually make antimatter. I played with antimatter when I was in high school, in fact. And at particle accelerators, we make beams of antimatter. Now, we live in a matter universe. Where did the antimatter go at the beginning of time? We think there was a slight asymmetry, that there was more matter than antimatter at the beginning of the universe. They collided, created an explosion, and we're the leftovers. So the fact that we exist is due to the fact that there was a slight asymmetry between matter and antimatter at the beginning of time. And if you can figure out why, you will get the Nobel Prize in Physics. This is one of the long-standing problems of physics. We don't know why there was slightly more matter than antimatter at the beginning of time. This is well established, the presence of antimatter. Now, the multiverse idea is not rigorously proven, but it's a byproduct of quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics says that electrons can exist in parallel states at the same time. In fact, that's why we have lasers. That's why we have transistors. The very fact that we have electronics is due to the fact that electrons can exist in multiple states at the same time. Now, let's apply that quantum principle to the universe. If electrons can exist in multiple states at the same time and give us laser beams and transistors and the internet, then why not quantize the universe? This means the universe can also exist in parallel states, and that's called the multiverse. So the multiverse is when you apply quantum mechanics to the universe itself. Now, what does this mean? This means that at the beginning of time, there was a bubble. That bubble then expanded to give you the Big Bang and you and me. But where did the bubble come from? Quantum mechanics says that if you apply quantum mechanics to the bubble universe, there was more than one bubble. And when these bubbles collide and they interact with each other, they create an explosion. That's why we have the Big Bang. The origin of the Big Bang, why did we have the bang? It's when these bubbles collide, or they fission in half. So in other words, it's a bubble bath. So Einstein gave us the concept of a bubble. Quantum theory gives us the concept of multiple bubbles, a multiverse of bubbles, bubbles that bump into each other, and when they bump into each other, it creates a universe. And then, of course, the question is often asked to me, is Elvis Presley still alive in a parallel universe? Well, believe it or not, this interpretation of quantum mechanics says yes. This is called the many worlds theory. It is not universally accepted because there are alternative interpretations. But every interpretation of quantum mechanics has to grapple with the fact that objects can exist in parallel states at the same time. This is called the Schrodinger cat problem. That if I put a cat in a box, and in the box is poison gas, then there's a certain probability that the poison gas will kill the cat, or in another universe, it won't kill the cat. To describe a cat in a box, you have to add the wave function of a dead cat plus the wave function of a live cat. The cat is neither dead nor alive. Now, if you find that puzzling or don't agree with it, tough luck. This is called the quantum theory, the most heavily tested theory in all of science, accurate to one part in 10 billion. So, get used to it. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Robert, calling from College Station, Texas, listening to WTAW radio. My question is about Van de Graaff generators. Can you please explain them? Can you tell me why they are used primarily as a amusement rather than a standard way to produce energy for our culture? Thank you.
Well, Van de Graaff generators are used at science fairs. They're also sold in toy shops. If you go to a toy shop, sometimes you see a cylinder with a bulb, a round bulb at the very top, and you turn it on and sparks are emitted. That's a Van de Graaff generator. And how does it work? Usually there's a belt inside this long cylindrical shaft, and the belt separates positive charges and negative charges. So on one side of the belt, you have positive charge, let's say. On the other side of the belt, you have the opposite charge. And that's how you can build up several hundred volts of electrical charge in a Van de Graaff accelerator and use that for high school demonstrations. But you see, you can only get a few hundred, maybe a few thousand volts of energy. But a particle accelerator can give you billions, billions of electron volts of energy. You see, a Van de Graaff generator has a belt. It has basically a one-pass device. While a particle accelerator takes an electron or a proton, spins it in a circle. As it goes around the circle, each time it goes around the circle, it gets a boost. A boost until finally, after going around the circle many, many times, you reach millions, billions of electron volts. And that's why the Van de Graaff generator is, as you pointed out, basically a toy. Interesting. We do use it in laboratories if you want hundreds, maybe a few thousand volts of energy. But if you want millions to billions of volts of energy, you really need a particle accelerator, which could be a circle, like a donut, many, many miles across. In fact, the Large Hadron Collider, outside Geneva, Switzerland, is so powerful that you could put the city of Geneva inside the ring of the particle accelerator. And that's why particle accelerators are much more powerful than Van de Graaff generators, even though historically, Van de Graaff generators were one of the first ways to obtain large amounts of electrical energy. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Doctor, hey, this is Scott Tate for calling. St. Cloud, Minnesota. I got a question. When you leave the United States and you're sailing in the oceans, 3 years in the South Pacific and the South China Sea, I've never seen a cloud in the sky. So when you sail the oceans, it's always very beautiful until you come back towards Hawaii or starting closer to the United States is when you become closer to the clouds and get rain. What's the reason of that? I've always wondered, every time you took a cruise, it was always, you never see a cloud in the sky until you cross the equator. Then you got typhoons, which is 80-foot waves, which will really make you sick when you ride out a typhoon, worse than a hurricane. So anyway, we're listening to you on the radio up here in central Minnesota, and we were just curious how clouds form in the middle of the ocean like that. Thanks.
Well, the real question is, why do we have clouds at all? If the atmosphere was totally uniform in temperature and humidity, there'd be no clouds at all. So in some parts of the Earth, you have this anomaly where the temperature is pretty much the same, humidity is pretty much the same, you don't get condensation, and therefore, you don't get clouds, if that's what you're mentioning. In other areas, however, you have a sharp drop or rise in temperature and humidity. And that's where clouds come in. Clouds form at the juncture between two air masses, one air mass, let's say, having a different temperature and humidity than the other mass, and that gets you clouds. So cloud formation is not just for the sake of being pretty. It gives you an indication of the temperature and the humidity of the air as you rise. So the next time you see a cloud, realize that in some sense you are tracing out the perimeter of a certain temperature. And the collision of two air masses of different temperature and different humidity, that's what causes the cloud. So, well, we run out of time, but next time you're on a cruise boat and you don't see clouds, realize that the air is probably uniform in humidity, uniform in temperature. So let's take a short commercial break, and afterwards continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Mysterious ground-shaking booming sounds that reportedly rattled New Jersey homes this week were likely caused by the U.S. Navy doing supersonic testing. The earthquake-like vibrations, felt most intensely in the state's southern section Monday, came as the military branch experimented with an ultra-high-speed aircraft near the Jersey shore. A 3-day search for buried bodies is over after an Iowa woman claimed her late father was a serial killer. The search focused on a property in the southwestern part of the state. the State Department of Public Safety said in a statement Thursday. After exhaustive efforts, no evidence or other items of concern were recovered. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you have a question about science, give us a call. And if you want to get on air, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station where you're calling from, or the website, and the city where you're calling from. And that's it. Let's say you're walking down the street, and you look up, and you wonder, what's out there? What does it all mean? And then you begin to wonder that, gee, we spend most of our time looking at the floor. That's right. We never look up. We spend all our time looking at the floor, wondering what we're going to do the next day, wondering about the next problem. But one day, you may do something different and look up and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask. Or let's say you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask you a science question from their science class that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to call 612-564-8135 and put your kids on. Put your kids on so they can hear themselves on national radio. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Gary. I'm listening to KONA in Haskell, Washington. I would like to know what your thoughts are on element 115 regarding gravity waves, UFOs and such, and whether it's possible that there is an element 115 that we don't know about. I just really like to know what your thoughts are. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. First of all, there's something called transuranics. Uranium has 92 protons in the nucleus, 92. If you have an element with 93 or 94, they become very unstable. In fact, uranium itself is unstable. And they're called transuranics, that is, beyond uranium. And people get Nobel Prizes by creating these transuranic elements with atom smashers. We shoot different kinds of nuclei and different kinds of particles into each other to create artificial elements. Elements which are not found in nature. Elements which are very unstable, and they are the transuranics. The most famous transuranic is plutonium, and they are unstable, and yes, some of them can be used to make atomic bombs. But the more protons and neutrons you put into them, the more unstable they get. So transuranics are all unstable. But physicists build them anyway. I mean, why bother to build unstable things? We do it to test our theories of what happens when you go to these transuranic elements. Now, the leading theory is that all transuranic elements are unstable. However, there is a theory that said that if you build them high enough in terms of mass by slamming different nuclei together, at some point you will get an island of stability. That is a small little pocket where some of these transuranics become unstable. Aha! The UFO people got a hold of that and said, well, maybe some of the UFOs we see flying around, they are energized by elements that are transuranic. And maybe they're responsible for these things. And that in turn created this avalanche of speculation. Gravity waves and different kinds of hyperphysics and things like that. Well, let's separate fact from fiction and speculation. But first, let's do that after the break. Let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question about a transuranic element that has caused a certain amount of controversy within the UFO circuit. So let's break it down. Uranium has 92 protons inside the nucleus. And as a consequence, it has so many protons that it's unstable. But it is stable enough that you can build atomic bombs out of them. However, by slamming more and more elements together, you can create more transuranics. In fact, Nobel Prizes are given to physicists who can create elements higher than 92. And so at the present time, we've been able to create short-lived elements in the hundreds of protons inside the nucleus. There is a theory which has never been confirmed, a theory which is probably incorrect, but it's a theory nonetheless, that there is an island of stability, that if you slam larger and larger nuclei together, sooner or later, one of these transuranics becomes stable. So the UFO crowd got a hold of this and said, well, UFOs, if they exist at all, have a propulsion system, maybe a secret propulsion system, a propulsion system which defies the normal laws of physics. Well, usually physicists talk about atomic engines, so why not transuranic atomic elements? And that's where this whole transuranic mysticism around element 115 got off the ground. So let's separate fact from fiction. Fact, elements up to 92 exist. Fact, transuranic elements exist beyond element 92, but they're all unstable. Speculation is that there could be an island of stability out there, but it's never been experimentally observed. So it is speculation as to whether or not aliens from outer space can use these transuranic elements like element 115 to power their engines. That is now speculation. Now, I'm a physicist. I actually don't mind speculation, because out of speculation, even though most of the time they're wrong, sometimes they're correct. Relativity, even atomic physics, the theories of gravity, were all speculation when they first came out. But eventually, speculation has to be verified by fact. And so far, we have no evidence yet of an island of stability in the transuranics. So it is a matter of speculation. Now, UFOs, I think they should be investigated. I differ with many in the scientific community. I think that, well, who knows? Maybe some of these craft are extraterrestrial. You can't ignore that possibility. But the fact is, we have not been able to create a transuranic that is stable. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Jeff Hafey, calling from Corpus Christi, Texas. I listened to you
98.7. This is the radio station I listen on. And my question is, was there ever a moment when nothing did not exist? I'm not even sure how if I phrase that question correctly, because I'm coming from the perspective, if God has always been, was there a moment when nothing did not exist? Thank you. Bye.
Well, at first that question sounds absurd, but it actually is rather deep, and it goes to the very heart of quantum physics. And in quantum physics, we have what is called the uncertainty principle. And the uncertainty principle says that, you know, concepts like measurement, space, time, how you measure these things, there's always a certain amount of uncertainty involved. Now, what about nothing? Like a pure vacuum. Can you create a pure vacuum in the quantum theory? And the answer is no. Pure nothingness does not exist because it violates the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. This means that even a pure vacuum has a certain amount of energy in it, which is called the vacuum energy. That's right. The vacuum energy sounds like a contradiction in terms, but it's real. Even nothingness has energy associated with it, and we can measure it in the laboratory, believe it or not. It's called the Casimir effect. And you may say to yourself, well, that's just a curiosity, right? Well, no, because it turns out that the Casimir effect, which calculates the energy of nothing, can actually give you a slight amount of negative energy as well. Now, negative energy is fantastic because it could be the fuel for a time machine. So let's talk about time machines after the break. And what do physicists believe about the quantum theory of time travel? Is nothingness really possible? Or can it be used to drive a time machine? Stay tuned for Science Fantastic.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to gcnteam.com. That's gcnteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, let's now talk about the quantum theory of nothing. Usually we think of nothing as the absence of atoms. That is a pure state of nothingness. But you see, in outer space, we never have pure nothingness. The temperature of outer space is a little bit above 3 degrees above absolute zero. That is the temperature of the Big Bang today. When the Big Bang took place, it was very hot. But after 13 or so billion years, it cooled down. So the temperature of outer space, the temperature of a pure vacuum, is about 3 degrees above absolute zero. And so then the question is, if outer space does not have, and has something rather than nothing, if outer space has something, then what about pure nothing? Can pure nothing exist below the temperature of outer space? Well, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle says that there's radiation inside nothingness. The lowest vibration can be calculated. It's called the Casimir effect. And we measure it. That's right, believe it or not. We can measure the Casimir effect in the laboratory. And it turns out that under a certain condition, the negative energy of the Casimir effect is not just positive, it could also be slightly negative. Negative energy is very controversial. Because we once thought that negative energy could not exist at all. We thought that all energy was positive. But if you take Einstein's equations, put in negative energy into Einstein's equations, what happens? Time runs backwards. Now, this is very upsetting. Physicists spend their whole life working with scenarios that look realistic, scenarios that we think could actually exist. But if you have negative energy, large amounts of negative energy, you can actually make clock go backwards. Now, Stephen Hawking was, of course, very much interested in this, and he studied the question. If you have negative energy, can you build a time machine? Or, for that matter, a warp machine that would give you a wormhole that would allow you to go across space and time? Well, in principle, yes. If you take Einstein's equation and simply blindly put in negative energy into the equation, out pops out a wormhole through space, a wormhole through time. Now, of course, getting large quantities of negative energy is very difficult. You need negative energy comparable to the mass of Jupiter, which we're not going to get anytime soon. But Stephen Hawking concluded several things. First, a wormhole through space is possible, meaning faster than light travel may be possible. Going through time is much harder. Time requires that you go through the wormhole not just once, but you could go through the wormhole twice, three times, an infinite number of times, each time building up energy until the time machine explodes. So Hawking's conclusion was, A, wormholes through space are possible. B, wormholes through time are probably not possible because they'll blow up. But C, creating enough negative energy to drive these things would require a technology far beyond anything that we can muster. Now, I personally slightly disagree with what Hawking concluded. He thought that if you had a time machine, you could make multiple passes through the time machine until it blew up. But you see, if a time machine to the past creates a fork in the river of time, you only get two universes, a parallel universe, not an infinite number of them, in which case you do not blow up, you do not explode. Well, all of this, of course, is hypothetical because the amount of negative energy you need to drive these theories is comparable to the mass of Jupiter, and no one's going to do that anytime soon. So this is a plaything for theoretical physicists, okay? But it's interesting to note that, yes, Einstein's theory, if you allow pure nothingness into his equations, allow for gateways to other universes, wormholes, even to the past. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Denny Gum, 7:50 a.m., KGOT. I'm wondering why the moon doesn't rotate.
Well, you ask a question that has puzzled ancients ever since they looked up and saw the moon. You've always seen the moon as the old devil moon, the man in the moon, the rabbit in the moon, but you've never seen the backside of the moon. I mean, think about that for a moment. In your mind's eye, think of the moon right now. The moon that you've seen as a child, it's always the same moon. You've never seen the backside of the moon. And in fact, when the Russians took the first photograph of the backside of the moon, I still remember many newspapers were denouncing that, saying that obviously the Russians are faking it because there either is no backside of the moon, or the moon always faces one side, the planet Earth. Well, the Russians were right. The journalists were wrong. It turns out that the moon is tidally locked to the Earth. In other words, the moon does have a backside. You've never seen it because the moon is shaped slightly like a football. Of course, I'm exaggerating, but it's shaped slightly like a football, and the most stable configuration of a football going around the Earth is to have one side of the football always face the Earth. These are called tidal forces. Tidal forces first predicted by Isaac Newton himself when he worked out the motion of the moon. This is called being tidally locked. A small object that rotates around a big object like Jupiter, for example, will eventually begin to wobble, and eventually the wobble will stop such that one side always faces Jupiter. In other words, you've never seen the backside of the moon because the moon is synchronized to the planet Earth. And yes, the Russians were right. They were the first to photograph the backside of the moon. Okay, well, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The number again, once is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call it into the radio station or the website, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio and the internet. Give us a call.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.